At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, we're about a month away from training camp opening up. We'll obviously have all of the best training camp coverage. Andy and Randy, the Morning Shaft, Chop House, whatever. What is it called? The Chuck House. Yeah, sorry, it's the Chuck House. They will all be up in Flowery Branch. And then Mike Bell and Carl Dukes and Bell, they will be at the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. So they were up there last year, and they had such a good time. And surprisingly, nobody got arrested, and they invited them back. So it's all good. So Dukes and Bell will be at the Hooters up there at the Mall of Georgia. Day-Day and I will be manning the ship from here, obviously, because we don't want to go to Flowery Branch. So no thanks. Anyway, let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to the man that will be in Flowery Branch come next month and obviously covers the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work. It is D. Orlando Ledbetter, a friend of the show. D. Led, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here. You know, much like the players, are you staying out of trouble in this in-between time from mandatory mini and training camp? Are you staying out of trouble yourself?
Yes, very much so, John. Went on a cruise and then went to Winston-Salem to pick up the Sports Writer of the Year award, and now relaxing, back with some friends, watching some TV here. We're watching D-Wade interview with Shannon Sharp and D-Wade and Michael Vick, just kind of kicking back.
Now, do we have to change your first name to award-winning journalist, you know, D. Orlando Ledbetter? Does your first name change with this award that you won, or how does that work?
No, it doesn't work. We don't do it for awards. It's great to be recognized by your peers. No question about it. And thanks to Wes Dorm, one of the board members at the National Sports Media Association. I don't know if he voted for me, but I'm sure had something to do with it.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations to you, D. Led. Well, first question, speaking of promotions and all these good kinds of things, you know, D-Led, I'm not that excited about Ryan Pace's promotion, now the director of player personnel. I like Keith Smith, and I think that was a good promotion for him. But what did you kind of think about some of these moves that the Falcons have made in their front office, elevating some people?
Yeah, Kyle Smith, he's his dad was A.J. Smith. He was a longtime general manager of the San Diego Chargers. Him and Martin Schottenheimer used to go head-to-head back in the day, according to Thomas Dimitroff. So good for Kyle. Good guy. Ryan Pace was, with the Saints, and Terry Fontenot worked for him. So, you know, he's going to hire people that he trusts. But Ryan was the guy who took Mitch Trubisky over Pat Mahomes. So you know, and Deshaun Watson. So don't need him in the room when they're drafting a quarterback if they have to do another quarterback draft. But he did build a team around Trubisky that went to the playoffs, went 12-4. He went to the Pro Bowl. But, yeah, he's a good football man, so you got to respect that.
D-Led, I'm going to ask the audience a little bit later on in the show about Arthur Smith. Where do you think Arthur Smith ranks among NFL head coaches? Like, roughly about where would you put Arthur Smith as far as NFL head coaches?
I've been impressed with Arthur Smith in the first 2 years here that he's done a lot with not very much. The fact that, you know, they won 7 games in the first year and the second year with teams that probably should have won 3 or 4 games, probably costing some draft capital. But he's got his teams prepared. They play smart football. They play hard. And now I just want to see what he does with some talent.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that there is a lot of excitement. I think fans are excited about the idea of, because I agree with you. I mean, I think Arthur Smith has done a magnificent job given the roster limitations that he's had to work with. And now it feels like, okay, you know, now that we're getting our pieces in place, you know, and we can see kind of, you know, the potential of what this offense is going to be. And it does feel like with the personnel that we have, I mean, I'm not saying we can be the best offense in the NFL, but we can certainly be a top-flight red zone offense. We can be certainly one of the, you know, one or two best rushing offenses, you know, as we were last year. I mean, there's still a lot of room for growth in this offense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, just beat the people you're supposed to beat. That's
right.
Half of it in the NFL. They have the easiest schedule in the league. They only got 2 real games against the Vikings and the Jets. Team with winning records. You got Jacksonville, which went to the playoffs, got them in London. But, yeah, you need to dominate the NFC South. You need to dominate the Saints. You need to sweep them. You need to beat Carolina, which has got a lot of variables, too, and number one pick in the quarterback. You need to beat Tampa Bay when they're down. So win the NFC South, and let's start from there.
You know, I know D-Led, you know, the narrative, obviously when you know, Arthur Blank gets in front of the media and all this good stuff and talks to everybody and says, well, we want to see improvement and this, that, and the other. But do you think that there are tangible things that Arthur Blank has in mind for this team? I mean, you know, winning the NFC South or being a playoff team. I mean, do you think that there are any set goals that Arthur Blank has handed out to this regime to, you know, start to achieve this coming year?
Yeah, I think progress. I think progress is, in my mind, is winning. So he wants to win. You don't need to be in all these one-score games and kicking field goals from coup to win the game. You don't need to be falling down at the one-yard line. You need to go out and play good, sound football. Arthur Blank wants to see good, sound, quality football from Arthur Smith's team. And, you know, everything's set up for him to do it. They've got a lot of variables here. They drafted on offense for the last 3 years. They went against conventional wisdom and took the running back. Now let's see if the running back can make you a lot better football team. And go after people, get some sacks, stop some people. Those will be things that will get everybody excited about Atlanta Falcons football again.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, covering the Atlanta Falcons, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, I still think, D. Led, that my biggest fear or concern, or I still think it's still the weakest part is, you know, have we done enough to be able to sack the quarterback? And I know we've added pieces, but there's also, you know, tied into this, a lot of wishful thinking. You know, hopefully Ebba Cady makes the jump. Hopefully Caden Ellis can build off his year last year. You know, hopefully's with this. Do you think that we've done enough to, you know, really improve our pass rush in I don't want to say just a little bit, I mean in drastic ways?
No, I'm not sure if we're going to get that in drastic ways, but certainly a medium-level jump will be great. Calais Campbell, D'Angelo Malone, Lorenzo Carter, Anyamata with Grady. You got to get out of third and two. That's a losing proposition. They were playing bending but break defense for the last 2 years. And, you know, they held people to field goals and so forth and kept games close. Now, go stop some people. You know, hit some people in the mouth. Go hit Derek Carr upside his head a couple times in the Saints game. You know, do what you got to do to make Bryce Young look like a rookie. Do what you got to do against Baker Mayfield, even though Baker's going to probably throw you the ball a couple times. So, yeah, the defense has got to stand up. That's going to be very key for the Falcons here. And I don't know if that's going to happen. But, you know, you got at least some people that, have, you know, at least know their way to the quarterback. Anyamata, Calais Campbell. Can Ebiketie get there? He had 11 hits last year. I need them hits to be sacks now. So same thing with Caden Ellis. Can he get to the quarterback, you know, as a you know, kind of gadget linebacker, which is what he did in New Orleans last year. So, yeah, get to the quarterback, stop some people, get third and six, third and five, get off the field. And, you know, then we'll have a defense that, you know, they can at least go and play and beat somebody. I'm tired of, you know, the one-score games and so forth. Get out of here with that. Beat somebody. Lay your baseball bat or whatever down on the field and said, hey, we're going to take it to you for four quarters.
D-Led, based upon what you've both seen and heard, what's been your impressions of Desmond Ridder this offseason? What do you think about Desmond Ridder going, you know, obviously into the season as the starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, he's a smart kid. He's going to manage the game. Can he do more than that? Okay. I think he's, you know, he saw at Cincinnati where he elevated a program that, you know, I remember back when Penn State beat him 81-0. You know, going back to Rick Minner, Mike Tomlin was a coach there. John Harbaugh was a special teams and wide receivers coach there. A lot of people went through Cincinnati. Luke Fickell got him to win, and they won with Desmond Ridder. Zach Taylor was there. So it's kind of football. Tommy Tuberville was there for a minute. But just kind of a football, you know, kind of not SEC type of ground, but a lot of good football people have passed through there, but not a player that has gotten a lot of accolades like Desmond Ridder. I'm going back to Greg Cook. So can he do that? Can he at least manage your team and then make some plays to win some games for you? And that's the hope that the Falcons have for Desmond Ridder this year.
You know, D-Led, when we talk about, you know, breakout players and different things like that, and you and I have talked specifically about Ebiketie, but, you know, again, I think A.J. Terrell has to have a good bounce-back year. I'm anticipating that I think Jeff Okuda is going to, you know, have a breakout kind of year himself. I mean, look, he's playing for a contract, right? I mean, so usually that's a motivator for guys. I definitely think that this secondary is the most improved unit that we have. But, again, you know, A.J.'s got to play better this year. Jeff Okuda's got to have a good year where he's healthy and has a breakout year. I think that the upside is really high for this unit, and especially when you factor in Jerry Gray with it as well. I'm very intrigued to see how Jerry Gray works with this secondary and gets guys to improve.
Yeah, no doubt he's done a great job in Minnesota and Green Bay, where he's been, and the fact that he was a cornerback himself. You know, hey, what if it doesn't work with Jeff Okuda? What if you got to put Mikey Hughes out there? You know, what if Clark Phillips has got to play a lot? Can he salvage Darren Hall? You're going to need cornerbacks. He's got to save the cornerbacks. So, you know, Okuda's certainly – you know, the biggest project that they have. AJ played pretty good other than inside the 20 where he gave up like six touchdowns last year. So AJ's, you know, a guy that you could, you know, match with some receivers. But, you know, inside the 20, he had some problems last year. So fix those. Save Okuda. If you can't save him, save Darren Hall. Can't save him, get Mike Hughes to play. If you can't save him, you know, then you got the Clark Phillips kid. So you got some options. And Falcons haven't had those options in the first 2 years of the Arthur Smith, Terry Fontenot administration.
Last question for you, D-Led. I mean, how confident are you about some of the interior offensive line? I mean, obviously, you know, as of now, and certainly things can change, but, you know, we're looking at playing a guy that's a converted tackle at left guard, and we're looking at playing a young center. The last time we did that, that blew up in our face. I mean, that the last time we did all that, it was a complete disaster. Do you feel more confident in, you know, having Bergeron at left guard, Dahlman at center? I mean, do you feel like they can get the job done with the two of those guys together?
Well, I think the fact that the coach is an offensive lineman, he played at North Carolina, that he can, you know, him and Coach Leffert can get him to play. They thought Dahlman was a steal in the fourth round. They had a second round grade on him. I didn't see it last year, but I didn't see Wes Schweitzer either. And Wes Schweitzer is going on to play with Washington and be a salvageable pro. Bergeron's running with the third team right now. So you talking about Matt Hennessy maybe starting out and then passing the torch there. But I think with a coach that is a former offensive lineman, that and he's got a good coach. Dwayne Leffert was a good coach at North Carolina State, and he's done a great job run blocking with these guys last year. I'm thinking that's the one place where you got to coach him up. When Mike Smith was the coach, you know, they tried to coach up the linebackers where they didn't draft as many linebackers. They thought they could find them, and him and Coach Nolan didn't get that done. So, you know, Arthur Smith and Dwayne Leffert's got to get this line fixed. And whether it's Bergeron, Matt Hennessy, Dillon, somebody's got to step up in the interior to make this pocket firm and make it a good run line that they can throw some play action off of. Because otherwise, Desmond Ridder can't drop back and throw 30 times a game. You got to run the ball. You got to be able to be some play action. You know, run out of the pistol, whatever you got to run out of. But you got to have some play action off of it. And the line's going to be key. And we're going to put that right on the foot of the head coach and his offensive line coach, Dwayne Leffert, to get this team moving in the right direction.
Well, D-Led, I know you'll be front and center at the press conferences asking the first question, so we do count on you for all of that. He is the Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at DOrlandoAJC, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. D-Led, as always, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks much, and obviously we will chat again here soon.
Sure, no problem, John. Thanks for having me.
You got it. When we come back, from the top of the hour, more Falcons talk as it is the Falcons flyover. All your news and notes for the Atlanta Falcons today. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Odyssey.com app.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.